Facebook.com or charge my phone 702-797-8055.
Good vibrations. I get you to the Beach Boy at the South Point.
Drive a brand new 409.
It's Open Road Radio, celebrating 25 years of motorcycle talk radio. Every Monday night, right here at 6 p.m. on KSHP Radio, join industry veterans Gina Woods and Shannon Danslin and Penny FXR to talk motorcycle information, education, and entertainment. Powered by Full Throttle Law Firm, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on AM 1400. You can also check out their Facebook Live show at Open Road Radio on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed in the following program.
Blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold them or fold them, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Corporal David Marshall. I served with the 84th Infantry Division and fought in the Battle of the Bulge.
At 98 years old, he's a strong supporter of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. America should make a promise to all our heroes to take care of their families. If you're catastrophically injured, that we're going to take care of you.
They need the support. They need the help. They can't do it alone.
Go to T2T.org. Thank you, and God bless America.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Yeah.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. And a good morning to you folks. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas show on this Independence Day 2024. Happy 4th of July to you all. Let's celebrate our Declaration of Independence today. And we come to you live and direct from the Independence and Gaming Capital of the World, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station home base, Sports Talk 1400 AM on the radio here in Las Vegas, 107.1 FM as well. And of course on YouTube with the South Point Studio streamings. So you can get video and audio right here from the South Point Studios at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And all I can tell you is the town is packing up for a big 4th of July. That because the 4th of July starts on this day, Thursday, we got a four-day weekend that's rolling right through to Sunday. And I can tell you, peeps are here and they're having a lot of fun. And we're going to get a record crowd here in Las Vegas this weekend. And, of course, the fireworks tonight. Fireworks should be fine. We don't have any high winds to talk about today. All we got is high temperatures here in Las Vegas. We want to welcome everybody here watching on YouTube. The video streaming at the YouTube South Point Studios Network. And, of course, as I say on the radio, on our websites at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. We got all those dots, plus, of course, your iPhone, your Android with the phone apps that you can get at your app store, the KSHP app to listen to us, and the YouTube app you can see and hear us as well, or your iPhones and your Androids, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. That's for sure. Got a lot to cover on today's show, but we want to welcome you to the show and just wish you all a very happy 4th of July. This is the day that our country celebrates our independence as the United States of America. And we want to wish all of our patriots out there a very happy 4th of July Independence Day as well. Now, here's the deal. High temperatures all around the country. Okay, we just got high temperatures all around the country now. Here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 114 degrees today. That is an excessive heat warning, okay? But right now outside, it's 91 degrees outside right now. The sun is shining bright, 114 degrees today. By Saturday, we expect 117 as a high. And on Sunday, we may break a record and go to 118 degrees here in Las Vegas. So all we got to say is I'm telling you right now, excessive heat warning means this. Stay hydrated, stay hydrated, stay hydrated. Get that water going. Keep the kids and the pets inside. Check on the elderly and anybody else that has a problem and has a difficulty with high temperatures. Okay, it's really important. Excessive heat warning. We want to celebrate 4th of July. We want to wait this evening and watch this spectacular fireworks display here along the strip and all over our Las Vegas Valley. And just to have a good time and be healthy about it. So just please stay hydrated out there, that's for sure. Dallas, Texas, 101 degrees. You got 84 in New York, which is bearable. 92 in Washington. You can see how the temperatures vary because you got a heat pocket that's going through the good old U.S. of A. Phoenix, Arizona is going to be 115 today. And other places, you got Oklahoma City, 100. So what I'm saying is the heat's going to be a problem all throughout the country today. And also, remember that when you're watching the races, the racetracks, respectively, today, that they're going to be short post-parades, because they're going to go right from the paddock, not warm up a lot, and just get right to the starting gate and on its way. So remember that. You're going to have short post-parades today, that's for sure. We also have to just mention the fact that that terrible tornado that's going through the Caribbean right now is going to make its way to the southern part of Texas and the north northeastern part of Mexico by the time it gets going. It's a big, I mean, it's a very dangerous hurricane that's going through there, so our thoughts go out to those folks there. And, of course, it will probably affect some racing, or certainly some portions of South Texas. So we keep our eye on the big hurricane that's going through there. Finally, we want to celebrate Independence Day, that's for sure. We want to remember the folks that declared our independence and the folks that, you know, out there that keep us safe today and every day here in our great country. We would like to just celebrate and not have anything to worry about, but just celebrating today. But we do have some sad news to bring you. Trainer David Hoffman's a trainer from Southern California who enjoyed success as a trainer with winning the Breeders' Cup Classic in 1996 with Alphabet Soup that defeated the Great Cigar at the time up at Woodbine Racecourse. And, of course, had such outstanding runners as Touch Gold, who won the Belmont Stakes, and Awesome Again. They found David Hoffman's dead in his car at his home yesterday morning. We got the news about 2 hours after our show completed. The initial report said it was suicide, so we'll just leave it at that. But we want to pass along our sympathies and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of David Hoffman's, who took his life yesterday in Southern California. All right, now it's time to get to some news. As far as all the other stuff is concerned and the weather, outside all of the high temperatures, you got a lot of rain and action going on through Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. Keep that in mind for the racing there today. As far as New York is concerned, the track will be fast. Turf courses will be firm. The weather is great in New York as well as in Southern California. And one other piece of news to give you, and of course that piece of news is Alva Starr. Now, she was a graded stakes winner, was euthanized yesterday after a fatal workout. So Alva Starr was euthanized as well. So some good news and some bad news, and that's just the way life goes, and we're just reporting to you, balanced as it is, the news, good and bad, here on the Race Day Show. All right, we got a lot to cover today. We got Jonathan Ardoon's back with us. Rich Eng will be along. Bob Mazursky will be here for Los Alamitos. Don't forget, Los Alamitos has a special 4th of July holiday card today. They will run today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then complete their short meet there. And then you're going to have about a 12-day respite between the end of Los Alamitos on Sunday until the start of where the racing, where the turf meets the surf at good old Del Mar. So keep that in mind as well. And as far as anything else, Ellis Park opens up today with their racing season. Ellis Park's going to try something after this week. They're going to run today, tomorrow, and Saturday and Sunday. But after this week, they're going to run through a Saturday to Monday racing, 4 days, or I should say 3 day weeks of racing at Ellis Park. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday is going to be their racing schedule after this opening of this week that happens today at Ellis Park. So with all of that and a lot more to come, we're going to get Jonathan Ardoon with us, Rich Eng, Bob Mazursky, John Lindo, and of course Rich Eng and Jerry J's picks as well. So we got to get started on this 4th of July. And again, we welcome you to the 4th of July show here in Las Vegas, where we've got about 350,000 to 400,000 people joining us for this weekend here in Las Vegas. Everybody stay calm, just relax, be safe out there, stay hydrated, and enjoy yourself. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this 4th of July. Again, happy Independence Day to all of you out there. And, let's get started with your racing menu for today as we begin. And I want to just remind all of you out there that we're going to start slowly here through this weekend. We got that four-day weekend happening. Today, 4th of July, there are only four stakes races around the country. But tomorrow, Friday, we kick it up to eight stakes races around the country. And then Saturday, there'll be 29 stakes races around the country on a big Saturday of stakes racing there. And, of course, on Sunday, we'll also feature 12 more stakes races to wrap up the weekend. So we're kind of rolling in, starting slow and then ending big, that's for sure. But for today, we got four stakes races. So let's get started with your racing menu. Reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. If you're in it, no problem, like they are here. At the South Point in the Racebook here, we are in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times rolling out in the book today. If you're listening anywhere else in any other time zone, adjust to it. We don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. And certainly, first post times will be of the Pacific time zone. All right, we begin with Indiana racing at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Nine races today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. And you got a first post time of 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m., there'll be nine races again, eight thoroughbreds. The last race will be a quarter horse race today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. They got a super high five carryover there of $5,777. And that's at Horseshoe Indianapolis today, 9 a.m. first post. Delaware Park is next. Delaware Park has eight races. Their first post time is at 9:30. 9:30 at Delaware Park. Belterra Park is next. Belterra Park has eight races. Their first post time is at 9:35. They got a super high five carryover at Belterra of $1,736, and that at Belterra Park today. First post time is at 9:35. Then we get to Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. They have the highest carryover in the nation today. Their pick six jackpot carryover in Monmouth Park is $194,092. $194,092 in the pick six jackpot carryover in Monmouth. Eight races and a first post time of 9:50. 9:50 there. Ellis Park, it's opening today at Ellis Park in Henderson, but of course that's Henderson, Kentucky. First post time is 9:50 at Ellis Park today. Nine races. The stakes race today is the $125,000 Dade Park Dash. 5.5 furlongs on their turf course for three-year-olds. It's the fifth race on the card. It comes early. And there's a field of eight before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Joe Scheiste. Joe Scheiste is the 2-1 favorite there. The Dade Park Dash is the fifth. Nine races overall today on opening day at Ellis Park and a first post time of 9:50 there. Remember, after this week, they'll have racing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 3 days a week at Ellis, therefore after this weekend. All right, we go next to Belmont Park at Aqueduct. I should just say Belmont at Aqueduct, not Belmont Park, but Belmont at Aqueduct. You got a first post time at 10:05 there. Right now, it's mostly cloudy. going to be 81 degrees at Aqueduct by the time the first post time comes. Track is fast. Turf courses are firm, which means the outer turf course will host races 6 and 9. The inner turf course will host races 3 and 7 today at Aqueduct. A couple of stakes races today. The first stakes race comes early. It's the third race on the card, the $150,000 Perfect Sting Stakes at a mile on the inner turf course for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up. In that third race, we have three late scratches. Scratch the 6, Movie Moxie, and then you scratch the 7, Bustin' Bay, and you scratch the 8, Royal Poppy. So in that race, a field of 8 is now a field of 5. Scratch 6, 7, and 8 in the Perfect Sting, the third race on the card. Big favorite there is Mojiff. Mojiff is 7-5 on the morning line. And then later on the card, the 8th race will be the $175,000 Grade 3 Victory Ride Stakes at 6.5 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. A compact field of 5 in that 8th race. No scratches there. The 6-5 favorite is Emery with Tyler Gaffleone, and that is the 8th race on the card. 9 races overall today at the Big A, and a first post time of 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Then you have next coming is Finger Lakes in upstate New York. Finger Lakes has 8 races. First post time at Finger Lakes today is 10:15. Canterbury Park will kick in with an 8-race card at 11:10. 11:10 at Canterbury Park. 8 races, 6 thoroughbred races, 2 quarter horse races will be the last 2 on the card. And again, first post time, 11:10 at Canterbury Park. Presque Isle Downs has a regular pick 5 carryover today of $1,641. They have 8 races. Their first post time is 12 high noon at Presque Isle Downs today. Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds back in business today for their last 4 days of racing on this holiday. First post time is 1 o'clock today at Los Alamitos with the 9 race card on tap there. First post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon at Los Al. Pleasanton, Northern California Racing Fairs continues at Pleasanton. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $9,546. They have 8 races. The first 2 will be quarter horse races. The second race will be a quarter horse stakes race. First post time at Pleasanton today is at 1:45 at Pleasanton. Then we go to Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has a couple of nice big carryovers. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, just $20,570. But their Super High 5 jackpot carryover is $37,040. 8 races today at Woodbine, first post time 1:50. Then we go to Louisiana Downs. Louisiana Downs has 8 races. The Yellow Hammer Stakes is the 4th and featured race today at Louisiana Downs. They got a Super High 5 carryover, $779, first post time 2:05. Then we go to Penn National. Penn National has 7 races. Their first post time is at 2:45 at Penn National. And then we follow that up with Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown will wrap it up there at Charlestown. Their first post time is 4 p.m. for 8 races at Charlestown with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $12,207. Again, first post time at Charlestown is at 4 p.m. for their 8 races. All right, that's your menu for today. You know it's going to pick up with big stakes races as we move through the holiday week. But for today, that is your menu. And now we go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning. Everybody missed you yesterday.
Sorry, Ralph. I was a little under the weather. I'm recuperating, and I'll be back to normal shortly.
All right. Now,
Happy 4th of July, my friend, and to all the listeners as well.
Yes, absolutely. We're celebrating our independence today. All right. Well, we touched upon the NYRA, the New York Racing Association, is going to have in the winter racing when Belmont Park reopens in 26 after all their big remodeling in 2026, all racing in the wintertime on their racetracks in New York will now be on the synthetic footing branded taffeta.
And they are getting slammed for it, Ralph. Nobody is happy about it. Everybody's complaining. You know, let's see what happens. Obviously, they don't see what happened to Gulfstream Sandal. You know, Gulfstream brought in taffeta to use as a backup when races rain off the grass. Now, they have more races on taffeta every day than they do on the dirt or the turf. So their handle is down, and they had more racing days this meet and more races and everything else, and the handle was still down. That's because they ran majority of their races on taffeta People don't like it. People in New York certainly don't like it. So let's see what happens. You have more news from Naira today, Ralph. Naira and TVG have gotten a divorce. By the way, this does not apply to New Jersey Bets. New Jersey Bets, they will still be taking Naira. However, TVG, FanDuel, no more Naira. And it's amazing how they decide to come up with this idea a week before Saratoga opens. This just can't be good for anybody. I mean, people are going to be pissed off. I know it doesn't affect people in Vegas, but we have worldwide listeners. Sure. And if you're going to go today and try to bet the early pick five at Aqueduct, it's not there. So this was sprung on everybody just about an hour or so ago, and it's a mess.
All right. Now, I want to make it crystal clear that it has nothing to do with going on here in Las Vegas, Nevada, because we have our own, off-track system as far as betting on apps. Okay? That doesn't affect here, nor does it affect our book here if you want to come in and play the races, New York races today. It doesn't affect any other betting platforms except for the betting platform that TVG has. TVG and FanDuel is where this is happening. This divorce, as you say, is happening between TVG and FanDuel and its betting operations and its TV coverage and the New York Racing Association. Correct?
Correct. You cannot watch a Naira race on TVG. Again, this has nothing to do with New Jersey Bets.
Right.
But, this has to do with everyone else that's involved with TVG. So just so you should know, don't be surprised when you go there and try to play today. They're not taking any bets. I hope they resolve this, but who knows? And, again, the timing is just horrible.
Yes. And I also want to remind everybody also that you can watch. I know that FanDuel has a cable network out there, but you can watch the New York Racing on the Fox networks, right? They're sports networks.
Yes, Fox. Yes. Yeah. That's the Naira Bet. You know, they want everyone, I guess, to move to Naira Bets or Express Bet or whatever.
Right.
But
all right. So we now understand that you got to go to the Fox to watch the races if you don't have any other services, specific services, and they go to Naira Bets, I guess, if you want to make the bets actually through their betting mechanism. That's for sure. Oh, boy. It's never a dull
moment. Why is it easy for the players? Yeah, they never, just do nothing.
I don't know. You got something going on. Are you moving something down there? Because we're getting like, you okay? Yeah, everything all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I moved the paper. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That you must have done it over your speaker or something. Anyhow, want to just remind everybody about that. It only affects TVG and FanDuel and their betting systems there. All right. Well, we got four stakes races today. We got a couple of stakes races at Belmont, at Aqueduct, certainly, and we're going to really pump it up over the weekend. I noticed that Brad Cox has entered Impel in both the Iowa Derby and the Iowa Oaks. Now, we know, obviously, he's cross-entered that horse, that filly, which is one of the top fillies. She's going to be the favorite in either one of those two races. But that comes up in later days, so we'll let you investigate that and see where they're leaning as far as where they're going with Impel. But as far as today's racing is concerned, Jonathan, what do we have for us?
All right, let's look at Belmont at Aqueduct first and look at the sixth race today, which is 6 furlong sprinting on the outer turf course. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Outlaw Kid. I like the rider switch to Flavian Pratt. I like the stretch out to 6 furlongs from 5.5. This horse has 2 races over this course with a win and a third. Again, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Outlaw Kid, upsets and wins today's 6th race out at Belmont Park.
All right, 6th race at Belmont, 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. You like the 4, Outlaw Kid, with Flavian Pratt aboard. Number 4 in the 6th race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And
let's go to Monmouth, and this is a turf-only selection. There are chances of thunder showers, so make sure that the race remains on the grass. And look at the 3rd race today. It's 1 1/16 on the turf, and I like the number 1 horse in here, Anadora, 5-year-old mare from the Mike Denny barn, Jairo Rendon aboard to ride. This horse makes her 2nd start at Monmouth, 2nd start back off of a layoff, has the advantage of breaking from the hedge, 9-2 on the morning line. Number one, Anador, wins today's third race out at Monmouth Park.
All right, we got Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. Third race on the card. It's only for turf only. If it comes off the turf, it's a no play. But right now it is on the turf. So in the third race, number one, Anador, with Mr. Rendon aboard. Anador at 9-2 is the your pick at Monmouth Park in the third race. And you got full sheets for Los Alamitos, Belmont at Aqueduct, and Monmouth Park today, right?
And Gulfstream.
And Gulfstream. Let's not forget Gulfstream with all that Tapita racing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We're glad to see you're up and about and getting well again and all that good stuff, because we got a lot of stakes races to cover over the next couple of days through this 4th of July weekend. Have a happy 4th of July.
You too. Stay safe and be well. Thank you.
All right. And now I think we're going to go to Bob Mazursky standing by. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, my man. It seems like Southern California may be the only place that there isn't an excessive heat warning in the good old United States today.
Yeah, it's warm. It's not, I don't know if it's excessive, but it's warm. It definitely is warm. It helps being at Los Al. We're a little closer to the ocean, so it's not as hot as it would be some other places around here.
Yeah, not even a question about that, that's for sure. But, you know, we're talking about your final 4 days of racing today, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday to wrap up the 4th of July weekend. And the big race that you guys got is the Grade 2 Great Lady M Stakes. It's obviously a $200,000 race, and it's at 6.5 furlongs, and you got a field, a full field. 10 horses are going to go in that grade 2.
Yeah, it's came up really strong. It's a 10 horse field. We have two Grade 1 winners in there, Sweet Azteca and Daddy's Ruby. They figure to be the betting choice of Sweet Azteca. You know, she hasn't been out since she beat Adair Manor, who's a multiple graded stakes winner in the Beholder Mile earlier this year. Trained very well for Michael McCarthy and Juan Hernandez, who's the all-time leader here in stakes wins, will be aboard her. And then Daddy's Ruby is making her first start since March when she was second in the stakes at the Oaklawn Park. And Raylu Gutierrez, who's decided to come out to California and try it this circuit again. He's riding the last few days at this meet, and then he'll start at Del Mar. So he's going to try to make it out in California. He has the mount on Daddy's Ruby for Peter Miller.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting race, I think. That's for sure. A full field. They're going 6.5 furlongs and that long, long stretch to decide the winner. That's for sure. Bob, before we get to your selection today, I'm sorry. You want to mention something?
No, I was going to say, you're right. That's going to be a heck of a race. It wraps up the card on Saturday, and that's a great card on Saturday. It's our best card of the meet. We have a lot of full fields on Saturday, so should make for some great betting opportunities.
Oh, fantastic. That's going to be great Saturday racing there at Los Al. And, of course, on Sunday, mandatory payoffs on all the pools, if there are any carryovers, et cetera. Before we get your picks, though, we have to mention the shocking news in Southern California about Dave Hoffman's. I know that he was, you know, he based out of Southern California and had a lot of success in Southern California, and I know you cover Southern California, so I just wanted to get a thought or two about Dave Hoffman's from you.
Yeah, it was very, very shocking news to hear yesterday, and my condolences to his family and during these tough times. But no, he was a very good man, very easy to talk to, had a lot of success, as you mentioned. You know, he trained Touch Gold, who, you know, thwarted Silver Charm's Triple Crown bid in the Belmont. He also trained Awesome Again, who was a very, very good stakes winner. Alphabet Soup, who upset Cigar in the Breeders' Cup in Woodbine back in 96. So very good trainer and a very nice man, very easy to talk to. So, again, it's very, very sad news.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. We'll leave it at that. And, of course, our sympathies go out to his family. We will now go to a selection.
I am going to go to the eighth race on the card today. I like a first-time starter for Mark Clapp named Garden Party, number four. I don't think the field is all that great. She's trained pretty well. Well enough to win a race at this level. The horses that have run before aren't anything special. We had a first-timer win the last race here on Sunday named AZ Wildcat, who I thought was very impressive. So first-timers do win here, so I'm going to go to that horse in race eight, number four, Garden Party.
All right, in the eighth race today, number four, Garden Party, with Mr. Cedillo aboard at 9-2 on the morning line at Bob's pick for the race day listeners. But that's the eighth race, his selection there. But you do a full sheet. For Southern California, you cover Southern California racing all the time, so where can they get the rest of your handicapping?
Yeah, I do a graded handicap for the Southern California News Group papers, which includes a chain of papers, the LA Daily News, Orange County Register, Long Beach Press Telegram, among others. Also do selections for the Today's Racing Digest.com each and every racing day through Del Mar, Santa Anita, Los El, all the tracks.
All right. You got it, Bob. Thanks a lot. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a happy 4th of July.
Same to you, Ralph. Take care. We'll talk tomorrow morning.
You
bye
got
bye.
It. You got it, my man. Okay. Want to remind everybody out there before we go to our break, as we go to our break, that Mr. Hardoon does not have a Gulfstream sheet today, okay? I know he said it, but he doesn't have one. He standard correct, and he gave us a quick tweet to let us know. Text, I should say. Give us a quick text and tell us that. No Gulfstream sheet for Jonathan today, but he'll be in full tilt tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll be back with Rich Eng, so don't go away.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at T2T.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Umpstakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and just taking a look at some of the entries in the big stakes races over the weekend in the Brooklyn Handicap. You got 7 going in that race. Next will be the favorite in that one. In the Delaware Oaks, there'll be 7 going with Power Squeeze as the favorite. Indiana Derby has 8, and Stronghold, if you remember, in San Anita Derby and the Kentucky Derby, comes back for Phil D'Amato. And EJ won the cup with Doug O'Neill. So those two Southern California trainers have the first and second favorites in the Indiana Derby. In the Indiana Oaks, you have 8 going there before scratches. And as I said, Impel is in that race, and so is Chatelas in that race for Brad Cox Impel. And then in the Iowa Derby, there'll be 11 going in there. The favorite there is Just a Touch, also trained by Brad Cox. In the Iowa Oaks, you have 6 going in that one. These are all before scratches, obviously. Impel is also the favorite in that race, but we know it's cross-entered, so we'll wait in which race Impel goes in for Brad Cox. The Cornhusker, a big handicap stakes races over the weekend at Prairie Meadows, will have 11 in it. The favorite is Red Route 1 with Steve Asmussen and Hit Show with Brad Cox. The Robert G. Dick Memorial, 9 going that at Delaware Park, where 9 are in the race, and War Like Goddess for Bill Mott is the favorite in that one. The Delaware Handicap has 8 in it, and the favorite there is Wet Paint for Brad Cox. And coming up soon is the Belmont Derby, the Invitational Derby, where Endlessly will finally get back on the grass. Now, there's only 5 horses going in the Belmont Derby at Belmont at Aqueduct, and Godolphin has, of course, Legend of Time in that race, so it should be a throwdown between those two horses there. To some of the top horses that'll be running this weekend in all those big stakes races. Now let's get to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And certainly happy 4th of July to all.
I guess I should start out by your thoughts about the passing of David Hoffman.
Well, I did have a chance to meet and know David Hoffman's one from my 3 years as the PR director at Santa Anita. And secondly, when I was doing my researcher work for ABC Sports and ESPN doing the Triple Crown and three-year-old races, David had touched gold, and we covered that event for the Belmont Stakes for ABC, and I believe Touch Gold stopped the Triple Crown efforts of Silver Charm that
yep.
year.
Yep.
The thing about David, he was, anyone who met David Hoffman's knows what a genuinely nice man that he was, and it's just very sad news, very sorry to hear.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, well, we have a 4th of July celebration going on here in Las Vegas. You know, every time we get that four-day weekend happening here, we get about between 350,000 and 380,000 of our closest friends come out and enjoy the big weekend here in Las Vegas, and such is the case. Want to remind everybody out there, though, they're under excessive heat warning, so stay hydrated out there if you're out and about on the Strip today in Las Vegas. Everybody should be in the nice, cool race book with the enjoying the races and having a nice cold one here, that's for sure. And you have a sheet for Los Alamitos at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Richie, you gave us a winner on yesterday, and that was nice, the win at Parks Racing. The horse got bet down, but Lord knows won that and paid $4 even at Parks Racing. So what do you got for us today?
Well, let's take a look at race number 5 in Los Al today, Ralph. 6 furlongs, optional claimer 40. And a horse that I think gets a nice pace scenario is the number 6, Christie's Tiger, 5-2 in the morning line. This is a closer with Edwin Maldonado, but I think there's enough speed to really set up a late charge by Maldonado in the lane. So let's go with number 6, Christie's Tiger, in the 5th race at Los Al.
Okay, 5th race at Los Al, which is, of course, the anchor race and the only pick 5 they have there at Los Al in the first 5 races. Also the anchor of the early pick 4, that 5th race, number 6, Christie's Tiger with Edwin Maldonado, who is right there up on the leaderboard for a top jockey at this meet. And he rides the 6, Christie's Tiger, in the 5th race. That's Rich Ang's play off a nice winner yesterday. And so, Richie, and don't forget, you can get the rest of Richie's picks right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Well, I know, Richie, you might be doing a little barbecuing out there today, so enjoy yourself on this 4th of July.
Well, my my heads up, my warning to all the folks is don't barbecue yourself being outside.
No kidding.
The race should be loaded because one thing that they all offer here in Vegas is air conditioning.
That's right. They offer air conditioning. And by the way, just a real key thing when you're out in the heat today, if you go to the race book, make sure that you come here at South Point because they got a big, huge, multi-level parking garage so your car stays in the shade and out of that excessive heat out there, and you can enjoy the races and the air conditioning all right here on this South Point complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. Okay, we're going to wrap it up with Jerry J's picks and John Lindo from Southern California. So don't go away. We'll be right back on this 4th of July.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie, Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Umpstakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this 4th of July. Remember, we want to wish everybody out there a happy 4th of July. Stay safe and be careful out there. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy all of the big fireworks display, especially here in Las Vegas. Going to have a huge fireworks display over the Strip and the Valley this evening. But just be safe, be careful, and stay hydrated. That's all I'm asking. All right. Now, real quick, before we get to John Lindo, we're going to get Jerry J's picks for you. Remember, Jerry J, these are picks that we're interpreting off of his Power page. Jerry will be back with us next week after a sabbatical. But here is Jerry J's picks for you on the Race Day Show for today. We go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct, and at Belmont at Aqueduct, we're going to go to the seventh race. The seventh race today at Belmont at Aqueduct, and Jerry's going to have the two horse, Be Like Clint. Be Like Clint is top play there for Jerry J. And, of course, this is his top rated horse on the sheet, the two. And the link-ups will be numbers 4, 5, and 1. 1, 4, and 5 will be the link-ups. They are morning line at 9 to 5. The one is 9 to 5 on the morning line. But the other half of that entry is scratched, by the way. So on the morning line, the one is 9 to 5. And then you have a 12 to 1 and an 8 to 1 shot as well. The two, Be Like Clint, is 7 to 2 on the morning line with Javier Castellano. So it's the two over 1, 4, 5 in the seventh race today at Aqueduct. And then we'll go to Los Alamitos. And at Los Alamitos, we're going to go to the sixth race. And in the sixth race at Los Alamitos today, his star horse in the race is the six, Is a Court. That'll get Kent DeSormo riding there today at Los Alamitos. He'll be on the six, Is a Court. That's in the sixth race. The link-ups will be 1, 2, and 4. That's 1, 2, and 4 in the sixth race today at Los Alamitos. Again, Jerry's pick is the six, Is a Court. The link-ups are 1, 2, and 4. Morning lines on the link-ups are 5 to 2, 3 to 1, and 8 to 1. Izacord is 7 to 2 on the morning line with Kent DeSormo. That in the sixth race, the 6. And, of course, you can get full sheets, Jerry J's Power Pages for Los Alamitos and Belmont at Aqueduct right now at his website. All right, let's bring in John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Happy 4th of July to you and to our listeners.
Well, we know that it's going to be a lot cooler where you're at than practically everywhere else in the good old U.S. of A today.
We're in a good spot here. It'll probably be we might get to the 80-degree mark, but we'll be just fine. Good day for barbecuing.
That's for sure. And, of course, we have a small sampling of the jockey standings at Los Alamitos and at Belmont at Aqueduct. So we'll go to Belmont at Aqueduct first. Now, that's that meet's been going a little bit longer in a few more days than obviously Los Al has. But the latest on the jockey standings at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Well, Manny Franco is going to be your leading rider. He's got 34 wins going into closing weekend. Irad Ortiz is second with 23. Dylan Davis won four races Sunday, so he's now tied for third with Flavien Prat and Jose Lascano. They've each got 20 wins.
All right, favorite's a little high there, isn't it?
41% for that aqueduct meet.
Man, oh man. Of course, that's on the days when they were rained out with the turf races, and you had two and four-horse fields, you know, so we'll give him a little bit of a pass on that. It is amazing, though, that Irad is in second place with 23. Manny Franco, of course, been riding at Belmont and Aqueduct throughout the season, but Irad was going in and out between there, Churchill Downs, and other, tracks on the weekend where there's big races and racing assignments there, so it's kind of amazing that Irad's even in second place there with racing at Belmont at Aqueduct, not exclusively, but just half the time.
Exactly. And Flavien Prat, same thing. They did a lot of traveling during the spring. So the guys that stay home the whole time, guys like Manny Franco, they took advantage of it, and and Manny's had a terrific meet.
Why don't we get our, since folks are looking at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, why don't we get our pick at Belmont at Aqueduct out of the way first?
Okay. Let's go right to the opener. First race today, number 5, Italian Soiree, first-time starter. This is a horse that cost $600,000 in March, bred top and bottom for the grass, related to two multiple grass winners. A lot of speed out of the gateworks that I've seen. 5 furlongs ought to be just perfect here, come out of the gate and hit the ground running. 7-2 in the program, but there are two late scratches in here. Number 3, Gala Brazil, number 4, Honesties. That'll cut the price a little bit. But I still think, 5-2 or more, number 5, Italian Soiree, race 1, Belmont at Aqueduct.
And you got that man, Flavien Prat, aboard as well. This is a maiden race for 2-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs. The post time for the first race and this pick at Belmont at Aqueduct is 10:05 a.m. Pacific time, first race. Number 5 is John's pick at Belmont at Aqueduct. Now we go to Los Alamitos, and again, we'll get the update on the jockey trainer standings there.
As far as the jocks go, Kyle Frey's the leading rider. He's got 5 winners. Edwin Maldonado has 4, and Edgar Pereira is having a good meet. He's got 3. As far as the trainers go, Sergio Morfin might want to take a picture of this. He's the leading trainer with 4 wins. He's ahead of Bob Baffert, Steve Knapp, and Jorge Parabon, and Doug O'Neill. They've all got 3. So right now, one of the Los Alamitos-based guys, Sergio Morfin, leading the trainer standings at Los Alamitos.
Well, it's always nice to race in your own backyard where you know all the idiosyncrasies about that racetrack, that's for sure. Glad to see a newcomer and a local there on top of the trainer standings going into the final 4 days. And if you thought the favorites at 41% was a little high at Belmont at Aqueduct, should I even ask about Los Alamitos?
Well, the favorites dipped. After the first week at 55%, they're now at 44% for the meet at Los Alamitos.
Well, I can tell you one thing, folks. You got to get that Linda report, and you can only get it here at the South Point here in Las Vegas. The only place in Las Vegas that you can get the Linda report is right here at the South Point in our race books here. It covers a complete card at Belmont at Aqueduct today and a complete card at Los Alamitos. 2 Linda reports available, both free of charge, complimentary here at the South Point Racebook, because your Linda Report update through Sunday, 15 top picks out of 35 races on the Linda Report. That's a 42.8% win ratio there, which is just about as high as the favorites are there. And, of course, the total mutuals, that's what folks really go by. Well, if you put $2 to win on every one of those horses, you'd have a flat profit. Total mutuals totaled $74.60. So you can't take what they're not giving you at Los Al, and John, you've got a pretty good eye on what they're giving you.
Well, you grind away and try and find a price here and there when you can, and keep cashing tickets, and so far so good.
All right, well, we'll get your pick at Los Alamitos.
Let's go to race number 4, Los Alamitos. In the fourth race, number five, and Ready to Rumble, ran well in his only sprint, comes off a route race last fall, Lasik's on, cuts back to the sprint. The last race was a grade 3 race where Endlessly was the winner on the turf, so that was an awful good field. And I just think back in with maidens, he should handle this firm dirt course here. Peter Miller, the trainer, has 3 horses in the race. This is the one I think is live, number 5. And Ready to Rumble, 7-2 on the program, race 4, Los Alamitos.
All right, so we got 2 singletons in the early pick 4 and the only pick 5 of the day. in the fourth race. You like the five. Richie likes the six in the fifth race, so we'll see what we can do there. Then maybe catch a pick four or pick five early in the day. Your pick, number five in the fourth race. A quick thought, John, about Dave Hoffman.
Yeah, sad day for me yesterday. Dave, a terrific guy, a very kind man, and you know, we know he was a great trainer. The job he did with you know, Touch Golden in 1997, winning the Belmont after that rough trip in the Preakness. But he also did a lot of stuff off the track. Ralph helped with scholarships for backstretch children with the Eddie Gregson Foundation. Got a lot of guys started in this business. A really nice man, and I'm going to miss him quite a bit.
Yeah, the sad ending there, but you never know what people are going through, that's for sure. But our sympathies and our thoughts go out to his family, that's for sure. And for all of you out there around the country, this is our Independence Day when we declared America, America for us. So enjoy yourself out there. Be careful. There's an excessive heat warning out there, so stay hydrated and enjoy the day. Enjoy the fireworks tonight, wherever you may be. And until tomorrow, there's only one more thing to say for this big weekend of racing coming up, and John's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.